Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Husis, and welcome to Seller Notes. Okay, it's January. It's cold.
That's right.
And if I want to think of some place in Europe that actually might be sort of warm-ish right now, it's going to be southern Italy, which probably still relatively balmy. And anyway, you went there, so tell us what you discovered that we should be drinking.
I didn't go there. Literally, I made a wine trip there in the sense that we had a tasting of a bunch of these wines.
So it's metaphorically.
Metaphorically, yes. First two are whites, and believe it or not, I think they're great winter wines. Let's start with Colli di Lapo's Fiano d'Avellino from 2018. Fiano d'Avellino is one of the most important white wines in Italy. If you're in Rome, you're going to run into it all over the place. It's from Campania near Naples, and this wine made quite an impression on me. The nose features fresh nectarines, sweet peas, and green pears. And on the palate, the wine is decidedly full-bodied. The flavors are intense and concentrated. There's things like lemon peel, sour quince, bitter grapefruit, and a touch of earthy honey for contrast. It's a perfect winter white, and the body and flavor profiles are just what you're looking for.
Sounds good.
One of the most famous grapes in Italy is Greco di Tufo. And here's a Benito Ferrara's Greco di Tufo from 2019. $24, just a lovely wine. This is regarded, Greco Bianco is regarded as one of the oldest continuously known wines with that name. It goes back, millennia. And it's been grown in Italy for a long time. The Greeks, of course, brought it over. This bottling by Ferrara is just wonderful. It's medium to full-bodied, very long with a pleasing finish to it. The aroma recalls warm-cut grass, yellow pears, and flowers. And on the palate, the wine is quite firm with citrus and yeasty flavors that yield to a pleasant bitterness that closes the deal. I would love to have this with grilled seafood, particularly with scallops, whose minerality is sort of reflected in this wine.
That sounds good.
Greco di Tufo is just a wonderful wine. I think it was one of the first Italian whites I ever tasted, probably 35 years ago, and I still love it. Now, a lot of people who love Zinfandel, like me, are aware that there's a grape in Italy called Primitivo that is thought to be closely related. Yeah, they're identical. I mean, the truth is they're identical. But they come from an earlier parent, another grape that grows in Yugoslavia, and it has an unpronounceable name, so I'm not even going to try. But Primitivo was, like the name suggests, kind of a primitive wine until, maybe the last 15 years ago, when the winemakers really upped their game. Now, here's for Leone De Castris, his Villa Santera Primitivo, 2017, $25. This is really very close to what we consider good old Zinfandel. It's an exceptionally juicy wine with tons of flavor. The nose and the flavors both feature rich blackberry notes mixed with kind of woody flavors and a big smell of what I call briar. So it's just totally classical. It's quite graceful wine for all of its size. And I think it's a beautiful, beautiful Saturday night dinner wine with all the big roasted things we're having this time of year. I would really look for this and enjoy it. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.